KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 33 degrees. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 44. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, police in Red Oak report two people were arrested on fifth-degree theft charges last night. 35-year-old Randon Daniel Phelps and 31-year-old Madison Marie Bowling. Both of Red Oak were arrested at around 8 p.m. in the 400 block of East Reed Street in Red Oak. The pair were transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond each. An accident involving two City of Red Oak-owned vehicles caused $105,000 damage altogether. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, at around 3:07 p.m. Wednesday, a 2020 Dodge Ram pickup truck driven by 59-year-old Richard E. Allen of Corning was being backed up 4th Street. The left rear of the pickup made contact with the left rear of a 2009 Pierce Arrow fire truck that was legally parked on 4th Street. There were no injuries reported. The accident remains under investigation. Authorities say the issuance of citations is anticipated. The collision caused an estimated $5,000 damage to the pickup utility bed and the $100,000 to the cargo bed of the fire truck. This week's White House Coronavirus Task Force report on Iowa concludes nearly all of Iowa's counties have moderate to high transmission of COVID. Last night, the state set another record for hospitalizations with 605 COVID patients reported in Iowa hospitals. Eli Perencevich is a professor of internal medicine and epidemiology at the University of Iowa.
The biggest concern is we're going to see more and more deaths as hospitals get overwhelmed.
And Rep. Perencevich says that healthcare workers are burning out.
There's evidence that there is a tipping point where hospital staff get overwhelmed. Like, even if you have beds, you don't have enough staff. Staff start getting sick too as we just let the virus spread.
Last night there were COVID outbreaks at 74 Iowa nursing homes, according to the state's coronavirus tracker. By 10 p.m., the website indicated 2,166 nursing home residents had the virus, 88 more confirmed cases than had been listed at noon Wednesday. Governor Reynolds last week said that Iowa hospital administrators had assured her they can handle the increasing number of COVID patients. State website indicates 33% of inpatient beds were available late last night. Well, the new positive cases of COVID-19 have spiked since 10 a.m. Wednesday, and the number of deaths is once again in the double digits, and another record for hospitalizations has been set, as we mentioned. The Iowa Department of Public Health this morning reported 2,087 new cases of the virus, 11 more deaths, and 605 hospitalized since yesterday. Positive cases of COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic stand at 121,531. Deaths amount to 1,691, and those hospitalized, as mentioned a moment ago, amount to 605 as of the latest check at 6 o'clock. In the KJAN listing area, Pottawatomie County has recorded one more COVID-related death for a total there of 45. Positive cases in both Cass and Adair counties are up 13 each to 418 and 194, respectively. And once again, Pottawatomie County has the biggest jump in cases at 67. Harrison County has 10 new cases. Mills and Guthrie counties have 9 new cases each. There are 6 new positive COVID-19 cases in Shelby County. IDPH reports 955,724 Iowans have been tested so far. Negative test results amount to 832,527 to date. The individual positivity rate as of today is 12.7% compared to 12.6% previously, and the 14-day rolling average is 11.7% compared to 11.2% previously. Among those hospitalized, 135 are in an ICU, 113 have been admitted since Wednesday, 56 are on a ventilator, that's up from 51 Wednesday. In western and southwest Iowa, hospitalizations stand at 43, that's 2 less than previous. 9 people are in an ICU compared to 13 yesterday. 9 were admitted, there were 8 Wednesday, and there are 3 persons on a ventilator compared to 2 the past couple of days. Long-term care facilities, as we mentioned in the previous report, facility outbreaks are up to 74 from 71 yesterday. 2,169 patients and staff at LTCs have tested positive and 901 have recovered. Deaths are up to 831 from 828 yesterday. You can see the current number of positive cases in each of our listing area counties, along with the 24-hour change in case numbers, the number of persons recovered, and the total number of deaths since the pandemic began. In this same story on the news page at KJAN.com, it will be updated again later this morning. Well, incumbent Republican Senator Joni Ernst, locked in a tight battle with Democrat challenger Teresa Greenfield, kicked off her final push to reach voters with a rally on her home turf in Red Oak on Wednesday.
My gut is saying really good things about this election cycle here in Iowa. It's been a rough haul, no doubt about it, but I feel good. And I'm asking for their support for the next 6 years.
Ernst attended but did not speak at President Trump's Tuesday night rally in Omaha. Ernst says the thousands there and at the other GOP events this fall show her Republicans are energized about the election.
They're masked up. They're enthusiastic. They know that it's different with COVID, but they're still coming out and being supportive. And that's what I've felt all across the state of Iowa, which tells me we're going to have a good outcome Tuesday evening.
Ernst will join Vice President Mike Pence at his rally in Des Moines early this afternoon. Her RV tour made stops in Red Oak, Council Bluffs, and Atlantic Wednesday. Ernst's challenger, Teresa Greenfield, suspended her own RV tour yesterday after some of her campaign staff were around a person who later tested positive for COVID. Greenfield is regularly tested and recently tested negative, according to her campaign spokesman, but has taken a test again in order to be safe. The campaign had no results to share as of last report. In our funeral announcements, Jim Cricket Crawley, age 63, of Hamlin, died Sunday. An open visitation for Cricket Crawley will be today at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with a family present from 5 until 8 p.m. Joyce Nelson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Friday at CCMH. Celebration of life services for Joyce Nelson will be today from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dale Hoppert, age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for Dale Hoppert will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Dean John Blomquist, age 86, of Menlo, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Dean Blomquist will be held on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. John Matteson, age 65, of Carroll and formerly of Atlantic, died October 22nd. Visitation with his family will be held Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mark Johnson, age 63, of Atlantic, died September 3rd in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Mark Johnson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Charles Wooster, Jr., age 89, of Manila, died Sunday. Funeral services for Charles Wooster, Jr. will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Charlene Swain, age 75, of Griswold and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Charlene Swain will be on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Walter Hare, age 98, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Fontenelle. Private immediate family-only services for Walter Hare will be held Monday at 1 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Edward Parsons, age 85, of Audubon, died October 23rd at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Edward Parsons will be on November 5th at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Marcella Gaines, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. Funeral services for Marcella Gaines will be private. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Elsie Van Gundy, age 88, of Panora and formerly of Bagley, died Monday. Private family graveside services for Elsie Van Gundy will be at the Richland Township Cemetery near Bagley. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Helen Nivens, age 92, of Stewart, died Monday in Des Moines. No services are planned at this time for Helen Nivens. Cremation has taken place, and Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematorium Stewart is in charge or handling the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.